Hey guys, welcome back to another show. We are The Anxiety. Obviously, it's a different voice introducing today because sadly, Isaac can't be with us. But today is May 2nd, right? Mm-hmm. Today's May 2nd, and I am Barbara.
I'm Sarah.
And Danielle.
Okay, so we're going to be starting off with our regular introduction. We always talk about COVID. Mm-hmm. So our little informatrice here, Danielle, she's going to talk to us about an update.
Canada?
Yeah, yeah. Stick with Canada.
Okay, so Canada now has over 55,000 cases. We have over 3,500 deaths. But generally in Ontario, because we live in Ontario, we reside in Mississauga.
You gave them our location.
Yeah. but yeah, we're like, Ontario overall, numbers are, we flattened the curve, but numbers are looking up and down. Like today we had like over 500 new cases, but 2 days ago we had 300 something cases. So we thought, oh, this is looking good, but you know, but we're thinking of reopening. That's what our governor... the equivalent of a governor is saying, he's our MP. Mm-hmm. He's basically saying that he's opening stuff. So he's opening like outdoor stuff, like gardens and golf courses, stuff like that.
That's insane. So let me open golf courses up first.
Yeah, I actually like that he's opening golf courses first, because when Atlanta opened up, I think the one thing the black people said was that, like, why can't you open up the things that, like, white people...
Oh, the barber shop?
Yeah. And I found that kind of weird. I'm like, why are you opening up the things that black people use the most? Like...
But it's actually ridiculous. Like, obviously, we get it. Y'all like haircuts. Y'all like nails.
Yeah.
We get it. But if you really think about a disease and nails,
I know,
you really have to balance
matter?
Out what's a priority.
Do you have to look
and it
good?
Got to a point where, like, I think mom was telling us a story. This is another story that our mom told us. So I think it was this woman, her husband went to get a haircut. And when he came back, he got the virus and he actually ended up dying. Mm-hmm. And people are like, she was saying, like, it's kind of selfish how people go out and get their haircuts and whatever, where you should actually be staying. I'm like, nobody sees you at home.
I know.
Literally, you're not seeing anyone. If you want to cut your hair, you can get a razor yourself. Like, it's not really that deep, but I guess it's different priorities for people. Maybe it's because... I don't need to go to the barbershop, or I don't really get my nails done as often as these people that they think, like, without it, they'll basically die. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it's completely ridiculous.
It's just insane.
It's insane. Mm-hmm.
Like, I saw some videos today in Atlanta, Georgia, and people are just walking the streets without a mask on, walking the parks without a mask, because they open pretty widely. Mm-hmm. Basically, nothing is closed. We're doing it in a very, very gradual way because our numbers are quite high. But it's just insane because America is basically has the most cases in the world now.
Yeah.
And it's just insane that so many states are opening. And they're opening so quickly. Mm-hmm. Right? I also find, honestly, you know how it's like some bad things that happen to people is like a good thing for others? You know how the mayor of Las Vegas a couple weeks ago was like, oh no, I want my...
Yeah, she's an interesting...
I want the citizens of Las Vegas to be like, what did she say?
Placebo?
It won't be like the placebo. Like, she wants to use her citizens to be like the test for the rest of the world. If you think about it, Atlanta opening that widely is a kind of a test for everybody. Yeah. Because if we're waiting the 2 weeks, they opened up, I think it was last week. Mm-hmm. I really want to see what happens after 2 weeks. Because that's the only time we know, based on the incubation period, if anything happened, right? And if really, like, nothing happens, or it's not a massive, you know, everybody can kind of learn from that. Yeah. So as sad as I am for them, because they didn't choose to open up, it was just a few people that were protesting, it's a good thing for everyone, because at least we can see, okay, this is what happens when you open so widely, and you have, like, such a high number of new cases every day. Mm-hmm.
Right. It's just sad, though, because that's gonna, if it does backlash, like, there's a backlash.
I know, I would, that would be unfortunate.
Yeah, it's just gonna hurt so many people, so I don't know why they didn't just wait. I think, for some reason, with this disease, a lot of people are still not taking it that seriously, even though the numbers are so high. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what it will take to convince people that, this is serious.
I think it's... Yeah, I think it's difficult. You can kind of debate about this forever, but yeah. I think we've gotten to the point now where what this basically started to get really serious in March. But I think we've gotten to a point where now we've most countries have done at least a month of quarantine, mm-hmm. and you can see that people are like are up to it, like they can't do it anymore. Most mm-hmm. people are over it, and now it's like this big debate. The biggest thing is a debate between the economy mm-hmm. and the health of the people. Mm-hmm. And now people are thinking, like, is this even useful to do it? Mm-hmm. Is it useful to wait until the number gets close to zero to open up and then have people, like say you're a business owner and you have a small company. Like, do you really want to wait that long? If you quarantine for another 2-3 months, you could lose your company mm-hmm. altogether. Even when you go back, you'll go back to nothing. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where you kind of think about why people are kind of stuck. It's like mm-hmm. the, I don't know, we've just never seen a moment like yeah, this before.
It's a new one.
And I understand it from both sides. Mm-hmm. So if you wait so long, you're going to crash the economy. Mm-hmm. And then it's going to be even harder mm-hmm. to get everybody back to their feet, you know. I don't know. So it's, I get both ways, for mm-hmm. sure.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we have quite some time until this coronavirus ends, so we yeah. still will see what yeah. happens. But in other news, there's also Nova Scotia shooting that took place about, like, I think April 18th. It was a while ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
Strange that we haven't talked about it yet, but we haven't been on here for a while.
We've been cycling.
yeah, so it was a shooting that took place in 2 days, so April 18th and April 19th. So here I just have some news about it. So it was committed by a man called Gabriel Wortman, I think. It started off, was it Gabriel Wortman?
Yeah, I'd rather you not say his name.
It's in the news.
Yeah, I don't know why they published their names.
Anyways, this man, I think it started off with him and his girlfriend fighting, and then he assaulted her and, like, binded her up, and then she ended up escaping, but then he ended up, like, shooting other people, and 22 people died, as well as, like, an RCMP officer. Mm-hmm. So, I think this situation was a little bit extreme,
yeah.
because when you are targeting an RCMP officer, there are serious repercussions that come with it. And I think you were talking about he took his car or something.
Oh, no, he bought, the reason why it was so difficult for the RCMP to find him
mm-hmm.
was because he bought the car off of an auction. Which,
oh, okay.
So he had an actual RCMP car with the numbers and everything. So it looked very, very similar to the ones the RCMP had, except for the small license number. So the public basically had to figure that out first. Once they realized they were driving the same stuff, wearing mm-hmm. the same uniform, that's when they could identify the mm-hmm. car by the number.
Mm. Wow. That's just yeah. sad, especially in times like this, to have that again happen. Can you imagine, like, the community in Nova Scotia? They're probably, yeah, like, devastated. Like,
it's people just, already dying enough.
I know. We it's just not a good time. But you know what? At least they put an end to it, and they mm-hmm. found the guy, and they made him stop it. And, like,
yeah, it's just, yeah, people that do this, you never really know. I guess it's hard to, I don't know, it's hard to say, oh, this man is going to be happy because mm-hmm. he has this. But mm-hmm. this was, on paper, this guy was like a homeowner. Mm-hmm. He was a business owner. He ran his own business. He clearly had a lot of money.
Yeah.
He was very free, you know. He was comfortable, basically. So it's really weird that it's always the people you least expect.
Mm-hmm.
The people you assume are just happy mm-hmm. people who have mm-hmm. everything. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if it was really his girlfriend that ticked it off. It ticked him off, or was like...
But ticked him off that much to kill 22 people?
That's the thing. We don't even know the motive.
It's almost as if it's planned, because you don't just get something off of an auction and then do it.
Yeah, and then how many guns did he use, right? So
yeah.
It's like, he probably planned it, but I think sometimes, from what we see in America with the mass shootings in America, sometimes it just takes, even if you did plan something, it's kind of like the last step you feel like you're going to take when things, you feel like you can't do it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's almost like a murder, suicide, how you want to call it. Because I don't think they do this with the hope that they're going to live. They most likely, I think all of them know that someone's going to shoot me before I get to my 23rd person, right? So I don't know. I think they know they're going to die, but it's kind of like what they want to do before they die, mm-hmm. which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I think maybe the girlfriend is what ticked him off,
mm-hmm.
and then that's why
he went there.
That's insane.
It really is insane. It's insane. I really, like, hope, like everyone else, that like died, rest in peace, and
for sure.
Their families are mourning their death peacefully. It's a hard time now to even mourn because the world is in shambles. So yeah, I don't know. But in other news, so it seems like there's some crazy ass people in at Queens.
Oh my god.
What's happening at Queens? I heard there's a Queens protest. Like, what's happening?
And it's happened for like 2 days. So they've not gone out once, but they've gone out twice. And the
With no mask.
And the funny thing is, like, our, what's his name? Doug Ford?
Yeah.
Yeah, Doug Ford talked about them. Yeah, he talked about them. And he's just like, oh, all of these yahoos are going out. That actually killed me. Because it's like, as much as Doug Ford, I don't agree with a lot of the things that he believes in and whatnot. Yeah. This situation, he's taken really, really good active measures. Yes,
can we agree on that?
Like, he's actually taking great active measures. And I'm not the type of person to support this guy in any of his policies or anything. But I think this time has really shown that...
Wait, what did he do to
him? Can have...
No, I just feel like he's been... I like every action he's taken since this whole pandemic started. Yeah. It's been, like, pretty, like... He's been a really good leader. Like, sometimes he makes Trudeau look bad, right? So I just feel like I generally didn't even support the guy before. But now I'm like, okay.
Interesting.
Because the fact that he was even, like, not to get into politics, but the fact that he was even teaming up with Scheer at some point, you remember? It's just, like, you're teaming up with that type of person. It shows the type of person you are. But now, obviously, with our situation,
with Rona,
he's completely different. Yeah. And it's, like, crazy. But... this whole Queen Street thing has actually got me thinking that people are really actually crazy.
But what is the deal with the Queen protest? What is
They're
happening?
They don't want to say it. Against the confinement. Yeah. They don't want to be confined. But you guys realize why you're confined?
Yeah.
There's literally a deadly disease. I don't know if you remember or it's insane. Like, how can you? And then I think, I don't know if it was here in the US, but I remember seeing a picture on Instagram and this girl was holding up a poster and it says, "You have no control over my body," and then she put a mask in like a big X. So she didn't want the mask on her body. Like, you can't tell me to wear a mask and put it on my body. Like, I'm all for feminism and stuff and just like people's rights, but at this point, girl, do you want to die? Like, I don't know what else.
Crazy people like that. If we lived in a world where everybody lived on their own, didn't have contact with a lot of people, just lived in their own house and whatever. Honestly, those people, you know when people say like, oh, natural selection will just work itself, it'll do its job? Those are the type of people that no matter what you tell them, they don't care. The problem with them is I don't think they understand that even if you don't want the government to have ownership over your body, you going outside is affecting your neighbor, is affecting the person that you come across with on the bus, is affecting maybe even a household member. Right? So as much as we want to let you do what you want to do, and I know you make the decision, if you want to get corona, go and get corona, but you're affecting others.
Yeah, that's the issue,
right?
But what does Yahoo mean?
Yahoo, I guess, just means a bunch of like crazy people. I don't know, he's using old slang, I guess.
Yeah,
but he has the right because they really are yahoos. Like, and you do it 2 days in a row. Are you guys insane? And it's just, again, I think we've talked about this before in our podcast. This pandemic really shows how selfish some people can be. Because when you go out, and as you said, Danielle, it's not just about you anymore. It's about everyone else. Because like, we know this disease is airborne. We know that even if you're in like six feet close to someone, they can still get it. Like, that's how bad this disease is. And you're willing to go out, risk yourself in large crowds as well. Large crowds
with
protesting.
No mask.
And it's not just Canada. I think they're doing it other places too.
Yeah.
And I think Danielle even mentioned, like, they're doing this because at this point they think coronavirus is a conspiracy.
Yeah, what did you
think? Yeah, so the people that were protesting today were mainly conspiracy theorists. And I was quite surprised to see the number. Like, you guys should see a picture of it. There was a large group of people. And apparently, these people are just conspiracy theorists who believe that coronavirus is a hoax and it doesn't exist. And that's why they went there and were, like, saying, oh, we don't want to be confined anymore because this is a hoax. The government is lying to us because they're trying to control us. It's a whole other, you know, a whole lot of...
talking about conspiracy theory, guys, you heard, you saw the video that came, I think it was released by, like, the Vatican's?
The Vatican.
Or NASA. One of these, one of these strong powers in the world, mm-hmm. with, like, the alien video that came out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was creepy.
That was, yeah. I was knew aliens existed, like,
I know.
I feel like sometimes in my dreams we communicate, like, oh, that's how crazy.
Oh, girl.
No, you know how, like, no, think about it. Is it just me, or, like, dreams, you're put in a state of, like, consciousness where you're able to communicate with powers that you can't explain?
That's
like,
true.
let me tell you the truth. Sometimes, and I'm a witch, or maybe I'm not, I don't know, but sometimes I can dream about something and it actually happens. Mm-hmm. It's almost as if something was giving me a sign.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it's aliens or mm-hmm. something, but I just feel like aliens have always existed. There's no way that we could be the only beings on Earth. I feel like humans are super narcissistic, so many people can feel that way, but sorry, it's not true. Mm-hmm. But just generally, I just knew these aliens existed. Mm-hmm. And when I saw that, I guess there was always, like, some existing evidence and the Area 51 mm-hmm. and all that stuff, all those other conspiracies, but seeing it really, like, I knew.
Yeah.
I knew. It wasn't really as shocking. Right? Yeah.
No, I'm the same. I'm, like, the biggest believer in aliens. I really feel like aliens...
Here are the biggest conspiracy theories I know.
I really feel like aliens are out there roaming around, checking us out, you know, realizing that half of the things we do are stupid.
I wonder what they think of us.
Oh, I think they think we're dumb.
I know, but how dumb do they think
we are? Oh, very dumb.
Honestly, I think they've seen us once, and they're just like, yeah.
Not interested.
Let me just not even think about them.
Let's pay attention to them, because some of them are intelligent.
Yeah.
But...
For the most part, they're
for
dumb.
For the most part, let's just hang out. Yeah. You know.
I watched a documentary on Netflix recently. I think it's called Unacknowledged. Mm-hmm. I think, and they were talking about how these aliens actually fear us. Like, that's the best that they can come up with. Like, they don't really understand anything about them. Mm-hmm. But what they have noticed is that these guys tend to hang around. Like, whenever you see aliens, or whenever there's alien sightings, they tend to find them in, like, nuclear power,
a place with high technology.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's, they feel like alien. The only thing, the only message that this is showing is that they have a fear,
mm-hmm.
and that's mainly the fear of our nuclear power,
mm-hmm.
right? I feel like, because I don't even know anything about nuclear power right mm-hmm. now. I don't know if our nuclear power, do we have the ability to destroy things beyond this Earth?
I mean,
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't know what would make them so scared. It's really weird. When you see the pattern in their behavior and how... When they come to Earth, it's almost like they are making sure that we are keeping things under wraps. Mm-hmm. Like, they're trying to make sure that we haven't gone to the point where we're destroying things enough that we can hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's like, I don't think our nuclear power, like, mm-hmm. I know we can destroy countries,
mm-hmm.
we can destroy cities mm-hmm. in a second, mm-hmm. but I don't think we could actually destroy things outside of this planet.
I mean, the thing is, when you think of, like, nuclear power, and you think of an example, like, the thing that happened in Japan, Hiroshima,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
that affected them so much that I think they're still living through it.
Yeah.
It's now part of, like, who they are as people. Mm. Like, some of them still have it, I don't know, internally,
mm.
like, in their systems. So, something that powerful, I think, is scary.
Yeah.
But do we have nuclear bombs that can really affect the outside of...
But I don't think it's because of the outside.
I think just sort of, like, the Earth. I don't think they're scared of us, but they need us to be occupied.
Maybe
by
they're just
problems.
Waiting to see, like, they want to be around when we destroy each other.
Exactly. Don't
maybe it's just entertainment.
Yeah, it's that. And I think they want us
I think when, like, NASA thinks, oh my god, they're scared of us. Oh my god, guys, they're looking. I think they're probably thinking, like, guys, oh my god, this is gonna be so much fun.
Yeah.
We can film them destroy themselves.
But you know, I don't think so. I honestly feel like they're not afraid of us at all. I think they're years more intelligent than us.
Yeah.
I think what's
happening... You don't think they have any fear?
No.
Really?
They could be.
I think they already know of us.
Exactly.
And they already kind of figured out what we are.
Exactly.
More than we think they have. Yeah. But... Oh, sorry.
No, go for it.
No, because I think that aliens come on Earth, maybe even not to communicate with us, but the same way we go out to discover, they come here to discover.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when they've come... before, they've very easily understood us humans because their lives and the way they live are very much beyond us, right? Mm-hmm. So when they look at us, they're like, oh, wow, these beings really think they're some complex thing. No, I can do things. I'm magical, you know, like things like that. So I honestly just think they come to discover, and I guess nuclear just bombs and everything is very, very interesting because as much as it can create explosions and stuff, I don't even think they fear it much. Yeah. I think they're just really intrigued, and it's almost like a form of discovery for them. Mm. I think humans just always think that anything other than humans will fear them because we have so much narcissism.
Exactly. Yeah,
we're not that important
because about it. There's a lot of entities of aliens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They could be some that are even more primitive than us. Mm-hmm. And they don't know that there are people outside of the universe and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then there's some. I mean, the lone factor that they're harboring our planets, it means that their technology is so high.
Like, we don't even have the ability
we don't have the ability to do that.
I don't even think we could do that in 200 years.
Exactly.
And like, think about how fast they must
be. That's the thing. When you look at the video that was released,
the videos in NASA,
it's so fast.
They go so quickly. Yeah,
like there's no way that these entities are scared of us. I think what's happening is they want us to be concerned with our issues, so concerned with our issues like nuclear weapon wars and dictatorship that we're not looking outside to find theirs. I think that's what's happening.
It's almost they're making sure that we're continuously like, at war with one another.
Because I think the human species is a weird one. When you look at the time frame in which, at least according to science, when you look at the time frame from the time we were basically, like in communities and stuff, when we were like hunting, when like, we were hunters,
like
and,
like
gatherers.
Civilization?
Yeah, hunters and gatherers to now. It's a short period of time. Mm-hmm. So I think that maybe makes them very curious of who we are, that we develop that quickly.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell's wrong with them? You know what I mean? I think that's why they need to keep checking up on us, because it's scary how fast we've developed.
And how fast they've developed even quicker.
No, I know. But to discover...
What if they were there longer?
Because no, they could have been there longer. But what I'm saying is, if you put the time frame from where we were primitive to now... to a civilization that has exceeded our intelligence, we have adapted very quickly.
Yeah.
So to a civilization, again, that has, like, is far more smarter than us, they're smart enough to know that, okay, we should be looking at these beings. They have adapted very quickly. Yes, they're nowhere near what we are capable of, but they're capable of a lot to adapt that quickly. So I think that's all it is, really. That's why they have to come and make sure, okay.
Do you think they've met up with any humans?
Like, they could have.
Because the government, I feel like, has talked to them. And
I just feel like, how would that happen? Like how, because, you know, when you watch these videos of them all saying, oh my God, I see like a UFO or something. And it seems like the moment they have anything pointed at them, the UFOs usually, like, leave right away and they get out of of the Earth, right? Almost like they feel like, okay, if I stay here longer, I'm going to be harmed. Like, I think, like, Americans, especially because Americans have the most, like, the most ability to have contact with them, what would Americans do to get them off the air and on the ground? They would shoot them down.
I don't know.
How do you get people...
You can lure them in.
How? No, they're far more intelligent than us.
Because every time they
lure them in.
Yeah, because I feel like they have communicated.
I feel
Maybe they had done it also willingly.
Yeah. I think when it comes to like beings that are more intelligent than us, it has to be a meeting. Because there's no way you're luring them.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
They don't know your game plan.
Like, I just don't know. Maybe they have. It'd be so interesting if they have communicated with
them.
I just don't know how.
Honestly a meeting where... Yes, I'm Trump. You are Glingon. Let's meet at 8 tomorrow. Okay.
I just don't know how they would do
it.
It
would be like the arrival. You know how it was a formal thing. Yeah.
But how would that happen?
I don't know, like, because they speak a different language. Yeah. But again, if they're far more intelligent than us, they can probably communicate in English.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could learn the language.
Mm-hmm. Because we can't speak Glingon. So
you gave it a name.
You know what's so funny? Sometimes I think about aliens, and I do obviously believe that there are beings other than us, of course. But sometimes I think about it, and again, going back to the whole narcissistic point, I think about sometimes, like, it's just the government pretending to be UFOs. And everyone's like, oh my god, we've seen aliens. Aliens are there, like,
beware.
Because we're not, like, Earth is a cool planet and shit, but, like, there are other solar systems.
Maybe they're, like, exactly. We're not
interested in there are other galaxies.
Exactly.
We are not even there.
So, yeah. like it would be like the whole Kira basket entire because now that you got arrested, we're diverging into another topic. Now that you got arrested, they went to ask Kira basket, why were you obsessed with Tiger King? She's like, do you know how many zoos owners I'm fighting with? Tiger King was not even on top of my list. The Netflix documentary made it seem like I was his sole, like, you know, enemy. But I didn't even know much about it. He was just one of the many people I was fighting with.
But he tried to kill
me. He tried to kill you, girl. Like,
ah, oh, this girl. Anyways, talking about that, do you guys even want to talk about that show?
No.
Because
Carol Baskin killed us.
That show has so much tea.
I just want her husband to, like, get some kind of, like, you know,
attention.
That man. Needs, yeah.
They need, like, to find him.
How does one just die like that? No one cares about how he went missing.
Not just
but
one,
he had a millionaire.
The viewers have no idea what we're talking about.
Tiger King is a documentary on Netflix. That's just,
I'm pretty sure they do.
Yeah. Everyone
TikTok,
has seen it
it's
at
on
this
TikTok.
Point.
It's the most mind-blowing thing I've ever seen. Yeah. One of the most mind-blowing thing I've ever seen in my life.
Just a show of foolery.
Yeah.
Foolishness.
Like, I can't. But anyways, going back to your topic, yeah, there could be aliens could be feeling exactly like Carol Basket, where it's like, bitch, I don't know you.
Yeah, I don't know you.
Yeah, bitch, where? Like,
we
when
keep
did we
telling
come?
The and then all of us are just like, you know what? Let me just create this whole thing. Mm-hmm. The government's like, we're just going to make them up.
Exactly.
Because I think if we're going with the theory that, like, even in the Milky Way galaxy, there's, like, what have they said? That there's a lot of Earth-like planets, even in the Milky Way galaxy. Like, at least, I would say at least 10, even if it was just 10. I mean, there's a high likelihood that we are, like, the least you know, we're the least developed.
The least intelligent one,
the least developed. Like, maybe they've been here longer than we have, right? So it's like, why do we think that we're the most interesting ones
that
the aliens
would? Literally, we're so small. We're like ants.
Yeah. I know.
And not even us as human. Our planet is an ant.
Yeah.
Compared
to the rest of the solar system.
Can y'all stop? Like,
so
what?
I'm pretty sure there's other interesting beings out there that are doing greater things. All we're doing here, honestly, if I can put this Earth in, like, a summary, is just fighting with each other. Like, we look so stupid.
Yeah, I know. No, I feel like to aliens or to, like, a godlike entity, this is a big reality show.
Yeah.
Like, people fighting, throwing bottles at each other. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
one country deciding, oh, I hate him.
Trump is Nini Leaks and everyone is Kenya Moore.
Literally, we all have anger issues. We all have, like, I don't know, parent issues, and it's just all manifesting.
We're protesting at Queen Street when there's a deadly virus outside.
It's a reality show.
I know.
So I feel like, yeah, maybe that's what we are to the aliens. They come and love, hey, we should go to Earth again, eh?
It's literally the Truman Show.
Yeah, it's coming. Exactly. You remember that planet that always makes us laugh?
Yeah.
Let's go there.
Back.
Yeah.
Let's see how far they've come.
Leave me outside. So it's like, and then they just stand there and laugh, like, because the amount of things I see that makes me laugh, I'm just like, I can't. Mm. People out there. I remember once I was in the train going to school in Toronto. This woman was so high on some, I don't know, LSD. She started yelling at people, you made me sleep. Because she missed her stop. Yelling. Was about to fight. You made me sleep. You walked in here so high. You slept. You missed your stop. I made you sleep. Are you kidding me?
But why couldn't she just get up and take one on the other side? There goes the other
She was just pissed.
Honestly. Yeah. She probably had a place to go.
Honestly, ain't nobody talking to you.
Missed her appointment.
Honestly, the girl was just pissed. But yeah, I think aliens do exist and people should stop thinking they don't. I think, weirdly enough, to the government is becoming more and more
open to,
you know,
exposing
it. But the conspiracy theory in me is like, is it now scary that they're opening up?
It's just, are they trying are to they control trying to, us exactly. more?
Because it's weird. This type of thing, for it to start, for it proof yeah. to come out, first of all.
Exactly.
It's kind of weird.
Exactly. But guys, do you realize, like, oh my god, like, I know it will never happen in our lifetime, but like, do you realize how minuscule our problems will be? If we have any sort of communication with aliens,
I know.
Do you realize how that could affect our lives yes. forever?
That's crazy.
Right? We have communication with people who are years mm-hmm. beyond us, who have technology, who have knowledge of all these things.
Honestly.
Right? Mm-mm. So I don't know. It's crazy because I think that's why it pisses people off. And it, like, this is what, like, who is like the Alex Jones and stuff? This is what makes them go crazy. Because we are literally fighting the dumbest wars. Mm-hmm. We're fighting over the stupidest shit. Today at Queen Street, people are protesting because they don't want to stay home. Like, they're literally, I mean, just in Canada, they're paying you to stay home. Mm-hmm. Like, we have, like, what else? Like, all you have to do is just fucking stay home. Like, but at the end of the day, it's like, our problems are so small. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right? And all we want is like, oh yeah, we want to like improve, you know, we have all this technology, but we literally could communicate with people who are years beyond mm-hmm. us, who could teach us so mm-hmm. much, who could let us know so much about the world, the universe that we live in, that we have no idea. Mm-hmm. Like, so the power in that is incredible.
It's gonna be scary because right? that also means that they could destroy us in a second.
Oh yeah. But I think that's why too. It's like, I think that's why every human in the world, when you ask them about aliens, are like, I would love to know more. Mm. Because like, that is so much,
it's scary
information for all of us, and it would benefit everybody. Mm-hmm. Right? Even with things that we struggle with, like we've been struggling with famine, poverty, mm-hmm. you know, inequality, you know, we don't know how to share, you know.
But again, I feel like aliens would look at us and be like, you brought that upon yourself.
Exactly. Yeah, but maybe why we could learn from them. I know I'm being optimistic because I know that people don't want to share.
Aliens don't like us.
Yeah, I know that the greed in humans will never go away.
But the thing is, what if aliens don't have greed? I don't know what aliens have. Do they even have personality traits?
But maybe if we saw the way they were living, we're like, whoa, maybe it would. Like, we already, every human knows we're greedy. Every human knows that we have enough wealth, we have enough food, we have enough resources in this world mm-hmm. for everybody to eat, to live, mm-hmm. to be comfortable. We just choose not to. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why 60% of the world or more is struggling, is in poverty. Mm-hmm. You know, there's kids not going to school. Like, they don't need to be. We're literally choosing.
But don't you think because of that, even if we are exposed to the way they live, it won't change anything?
Yeah, it won't change anything. And you guys also have to, like, stop thinking that these aliens are, like, you know, angels. They could be greedier than here.
Yeah. They could be greedier. Yeah. They could have, like, no personality traits. Exactly. They could just be, like,
yeah.
completely because communist. You know, who knows? How
I was saying, like, there are different entities of aliens. Yeah. And I love this show called Ancient Aliens. Shout out to Ancient Aliens. It talks about how they're exactly like humans, where they
how
are
do
some
we know that
no it's just, you know how Ancient Alien is mostly based on like conspiracy.
So there's no facts to back it up, right?
No, they are facts in the sense that they've seen some come on,
aliens,
no, not aliens,
they've seen like some proof
but it's based on
conspiracy.
Not really. But they mentioned this, right? They mentioned that they could be a group of aliens that are here friendly. They could be others that are dangerous.
Yeah, for sure.
They could be others that literally wants to teach us how to love. Others want to teach us how to hate. You know what I mean? So you can have aliens like that. It will be perfect for us to see their way of living because we'll learn so much. Mm-hmm. But we could meet others.
That will fuck us over.
No, we'll be like, oh my we should God. Be greedier. Like, you know what I mean?
We can do worse than what we're doing.
Exactly. Like, they'll be looking at us and saying, this is great. We're harboring these people. They could be our kids. Whoa. They're doing exactly what we need them to do. So
we could become like the Matrix.
Exactly. Because I feel like it's the same with planets, right? I feel like our planets has gone to a point where it's kind of messed up. Everybody wants to kill each other. Mm-hmm. In the billions of planets out there, I'm pretty sure there's a planet out there where everyone is vegan. Mm-hmm. And they're all just happy kumbaya. You know, like, well, you know what I mean? Like, there's all, I mean, there's a version of everything, right?
Yeah. You know.
So I feel like it's exactly the same with aliens, where there are all kinds of them. As Barbara said, some of them might have no emotions, so it could just be like,
that's what's crazy about that. And I think that's why the government has so much ownership over information that we get, because our contact with them could hurt us tremendously, but it could also benefit us tremendously.
But what gives them as individuals the right?
Because we gave the power to the government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but those men also, what if they can't sleep at night? Mm? What? Having access to all of that information is a lot for one person.
Yeah, but,
or people. You
know, that's well, why that's they, have yeah, they grow have. Old also quickly, right? All these people in politics.
I can't.
And I don't. They're stressed. Honestly, I yeah. don't. I don't want to.
That's stress.
I to be honest.
You don't want to know anyone.
No, like I don't think they have that much information.
Yeah, no, they don't. The information they I have feel is like they're school. Playing around.
It's more than us.
They
it's
have more than us,
and that's why when it's released, we're like,
yeah. It's yeah, but just... have they really released anything that we didn't know?
That's the thing.
Yes.
No, they haven't.
Not really. That
we
one
get
was hacked.
Information from them.
No,
that's
most
how
of the
we
stuff that they
the
release
in our mind.
We all assumed.
No. Yes. How can you assume something without knowing?
Because we make assumptions about
this whole UFOs aliens. And everything. We wouldn't know about it if there was no information about
you
it.
You know what it is? I like just we feel like... the more and more for some reason the world is getting into a place where there are more whistleblowers.
Yeah.
It's just there's a version of journalism where people have decided we are only going to tell the truth. There's so many of them. Mm-hmm. That the moment they hear about something, if you really pay attention, you'll find out.
You'll find it.
So it's it's really, really hard for the government to keep things a secret anymore.
I really don't think they have that much information. Exactly. They definitely know a lot more than we do. They may know a lot more.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it's enough to really do anything with it. It's not information that you can do anything with.
Yeah, I'm not saying it's information you can do anything with. It's just scary that they have that much information.
It is stressful to
like
know
it's more
everything
than we can
about
ever.
Everything, right?
Yeah.
To literally know what's controlling the world, why you have to do certain things a certain way, and the things like medicine alone, where everyone relies on the fact that, oh, I'm going to take this pill, it's going to make me feel better. But pharmaceutical companies are like, no, we want you to take that pill because we want you for life.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's not going to make you feel better. It's just going to, cool down your symptoms. And it's like, yeah, for someone working in the government to know that that's what's written on paper, it's kind of scary.
Yeah.
But again, pharmaceutical companies have their lobbyists and, I don't know. It's very hard, but
are you guys going to take this coronavirus vaccine when it comes?
First, let me come. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Anyways, guys, I think we're going to end there. I don't even know how we got into the topic of aliens.
It was just a whole conspiracy theory soup.
Yeah. Anyways.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We are the Anxiety.